This is STPB News. I'm Jeremy Ludeman. U.S. Senator Mike Rounds says President Trump supports efforts to adjust the federal tax code and legislation designed to stabilize the Affordable Care Act's marketplaces. On NPR's Here and Now, Rounds said he met with the president yesterday. The senator says there are other items on the president's agenda in addition to tax and health care changes.
After that, as the president talked with us yesterday, we're going to look at an infrastructure bill. We need infrastructure repair and improvements so that we can be more effective as a country in delivering GDP. And it's also a good way to keep people working as well to benefit future generations.
The GOP-controlled U.S. House of Representatives passed tax legislation earlier this month. The Senate's version of the bill cleared their budget committee yesterday. TransCanada officials say the company will run an inspection device through its Keystone Oil Pipeline to make sure there are not segments of pipe with similar characteristics to a section that ruptured earlier this month in the state. A company spokesman says the agency would run a pipeline inspection gauge through its system within a 120-day period ordered by the Federal Pipeline and Hazardous Materials Safety Administration. The PHMSA issued a corrective order this week on the estimated 210,000-gallon oil spill in Marshall County. The report says a weight installed on the pipeline nearly 10 years ago may have damaged the pipeline and its coating. The order says TransCanada must also submit a proposal to analyze available data on other weight locations for similarities with the leak location. The company disclosed the leak on the 16th of this month. Farmers across the state have nearly concluded their fall harvest. The USDA says sorghum, corn, and soybean gatherings are nearly 95% complete. Conditions on South Dakota's ranches are 55% poor or very poor, with roughly half of stock water supplies as short or very short. You're with STPB. Good evening.